Now I'm joined on the phone by Deirdre Fetterson. Good morning, Deirdre, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for the opportunity to come on and have a chat with you.
You're very welcome. Now, question, is it dip and skip or skip and dip?
It's actually strip and dip.
Oh,
this year we're not stripping.
It's strip and strip and dip. Okay. Right. Now, you're normally on this day of this time of the year, you would be down in a secret location in some beach, maybe up to, 2,000 ladies, and you're doing all this for charity, but because of CV, that's not happening. So first of all, maybe you could tell our listeners a little bit about what you do and why you do it. Is that okay?
Okay. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So basically, for the last 7 years, we've been doing an annual strip and dip down in our lovely beach down in Wicklow. So basically, it's all women getting together, raising funds for Aveen's Pink Tie, which is the National Children's Cancer Charity. Mm-hmm. A lot of the women would have been affected by cancer. This was all set up by myself after I had actually had breast cancer. And so there's a lot of people involved that have been very touched by cancer. So every year we go down and we strip and dip, and we raise a hell of a lot of money for Aveen's Pink Tie. We have a great time. And 2 years ago now, we actually broke a Guinness World Record. And then later on today, we're hoping to break our second one.
Right.
So it's been an amazing with the fundraising for the charity so far. To date, we've raised 780,000, and then I was just checking my figures before I got onto you there, Joe. And basically, so at the moment we're at 51,000 for this event, even though it's just virtual.
Right, right. And of course, just to let people know that it's all happening today. And if you want to register, you've got a web page there or a Facebook page,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, you can register. So the big event for the Guinness World Record is starting. It has to be between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. today.
Mm-hmm.
To be a part of it, if you just log on to virtualdip.ie, all the details are there. And all we need the ladies to do is take a photograph of themselves with their clothes on, togs or whatever, in a body of water. It could be anything, really.
Right.
And upload it to our Facebook event page. So just go into Facebook, it's Virtual Dip 2020.
Yep.
But you'll see everything is on our website. So if the ladies do that, they can be part, hopefully, of a world record as well.
Yeah, and there is a registration fee, $27.95, is that correct?
Yes, exactly. Yep. And 100% of that goes to Aveen's Pink Tie. So literally the charity gets every single penny. And the charity are a practical charity. They give practical help to families. So all the money that is raised on everything that we do goes to the families of, you know, the kids going through cancer.
And I understand. Now, if you go back to 2018, where you say you broke the Guinness World Record, up to how many people? Ladies? It's all ladies, isn't it?
It's all ladies,
yeah.
Yes.
Although,
yes. It's a ladies thing.
I did see yesterday now on the Facebook page when I was looking through it, there was a lad and he was telling people about it, and he got into a small swimming pool and he had a bikini on him.
Robbie, wasn't he great?
Yeah, very good, yeah. Very good. So up to, if you go back to when you broke the record, how many ladies would you have had there that day?
Yeah, so that day we had 2,505 ladies.
2,200, yeah. Yeah, I notice you're not telling us the beach in Wicklow. It's top secret, isn't it?
Well, it's not really now at this stage because there's so many. It's a beach. It's called Mahramore Beach. It's cut off to the public. You can't drive down there. So we're luckily every year that they allow us to shut the beach off just for us.
It's a very
secluded location.
Yeah, yeah. And as we say, it's taking place today, and what you're looking for is, again, you're looking for people to go and register, and they can then take a dip, either, as I said at the beginning of the programme, they can either have a dip in the garden pond. I said the garden pond, or if they want to the bath, the shower, a bucket of water,
or whatever. Yeah,
put the immersion on now, ladies. Yeah. Why would you want the immersion on? I mean,
the world record doesn't say it has to be cold water. Us ladies like our comfort.
Yeah, but you haven't been heating the water down on the beach.
Well, that's very true. But we have 2,000 other women to keep us warm that day.
Yeah, don't get soft on them now, Deirdre. Don't get soft on them. Yeah. So
a big shout out to the ladies that put me in contact with you as well.
Yeah, that was Adrian Lambert.
And Agnes
Nibs Brown, and I can tell you that Adrian Lambert, Agnes Nibs Brown, Tracy, Lisa, and Tara—they're all doing the virtual dip in Donnycarney this morning, today. Today.
Great.
Now I don't know.
So, ladies, if any of you are on your own, there you go. There's five women going down to Donnycarney.
There you are.
Sure, you could join them.
You can go down and join them. And known Adrian Lambert and Agnes Nibs Brown that it'll be a good day even after they've done their dip.
Oh, it'll be a great day. Those women are great fun. Yeah,
they're great. They're great fun. Yeah. So anyway. The serious point, as you say, it's all in aid of cancer and the breast cancer, and you just need to raise as much money as possible. Now, what's on your agenda for today? What are you going to be doing?
I'm basically sitting here. I've been sitting here with my laptop since 8 o'clock, and we have only over 1,000 women registered now, so I'm answering questions. I've been on the radio. I have another radio show now after yourself as well.
Yeah.
Then we have a big meeting with the adjudication for the Guinness World Record people after 3 o'clock, and then hopefully when they confirm that we have the record, I'll be going back out live and letting everyone know. And then we've a very special song. We're all part of, well, a lot of us are part of a choir called Sea of Change Choir.
Mm-hmm.
You might have heard of us. We got to the final of Ireland's Got Talent last year.
Okay.
And it's all made up of people that have done the dip. And we have a songwriter, Ollie Cole, has written a very special song just for people, not just for people, for people who have gone through things in their life like cancer and other, you know, mental health or whatever. And so we have around 100 voices have been recorded over the last few weeks to make this song. So this song is going to be going live after around 4:30 today as well. And very, very special. Everybody has been doing this virtually. People in their house with a phone, recording their voice, sending it into our musical director, Ian Brabazon, who had the job of putting everything together. So a very special song. So there's a few parts of the day. So we're going to have loads of things to remember it by.
Lovely, lovely. Well, listen, I'll let you go then, because you're a very, very busy lady. And we're grateful. Thank you very much for taking a call. Is there anything that you want to put across before we let you go?
I'd just like to, if somebody maybe doesn't really is not really keen on registering, maybe, you know, you could drop a fiver or a tenner into our fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just go on to idonate.ie/virtualdip, that's where you'll get our fundraising page. So, you know, even 2 or 3 euros would be great, because every little helps, really does, because, you know, the charities are really, I know everyone is feeling it financially now at the moment, but
they are.
If you could see it, even a couple of quid would be fantastic.
Yeah, and if the lads want to get involved, there's no problem.
The lads can sponsor their wives.
Okay.
Or their girlfriends or whatever.
Right.
They can take the photos.
And you said there at the beginning that the ladies are going to be photographed and they're going to have their clothes on them.
Yes, they are. There's no stripping this year.
Yeah, but see,
we don't want Facebook to shut us down.
I was kind of wondering about that. Are they going to be in bikinis or swimsuits, or what's the story going
bikinis,
to be?
Bikinis, I'd say, would be the most. God knows what now with this crowd of ladies, what they'll come up with. There'll be loads of body art and a few wigs thrown in and stuff like that for a bit of fun.
Bikinis would have been nice last Saturday.
Not so nice today.
No, I don't think so. It's a bit cool today, yeah. Very good.
It is.
Deirdre, one last question, Deirdre. Fetterson, are you anything to Joanne Fetterson? Does that
No.
No, that's okay.
No, it doesn't actually, and it's quite an unusual name.
Yeah.
So I think there's only a couple of families now in Dublin with the name Featherstone.
That's correct, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. You get on with your work. God, you're a busy lady. You'll need a bat after all this is finished. Never mind a dip.
And a photo.
And a photo. And a few candles around the edge of the bat and maybe a drop of vino.
Yeah, I think so. Exactly. I think it'll be well deserved later on today.
Excellent stuff. Well, look at it. You take care of yourself. And we hope you have a really brilliant day today.
You're very good. Really appreciate the call. Take care now.
You're very welcome. Take care of yourself. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.